From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Arbitration Court dismisses China's territorial claims in the South China Sea. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration says China has no historic title to the large maritime region. The ruling answers a complaint brought by the Philippines in 2013 that accused China of violating the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea with its aggressive actions on the Scarborough Shoal. Here is lead attorney Paul Reichler.
I think it is exactly what the Philippines had hoped for. The Philippines believed in the validity of each one of the claims that it made and presented before the tribunal. And the Philippines has always been optimistic about the outcome.
China's ambassador to the United States rebuked the court, saying the ruling will undermine and weaken the motivation of states to engage in negotiations. President Barack Obama has honored five slain police officers during a memorial in Dallas, Texas. The president said the past week of violence has exposed what he called the deepest fault line in our democracy.
Faced with this violence, we wonder if the divides of race in America can ever be bridged. We wonder if an African-American community that feels unfairly targeted by police and police departments that feel unfairly maligned for doing their jobs can ever understand each other's experience.
Last week's attack on white police officers by a black man has intensified a national debate over alleged racial bias in law enforcement. A suicide bomber blew up a car near a crowded outdoor market Tuesday. In Iraq, at least 11 people were killed, 32 wounded in the blast in the predominantly Shiite al-Rashidiyah district. This is VOA News. General John McNicholson, the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, says his forces are striking Taliban targets almost daily. The attacks are the result of new authority given U.S. forces supporting the Afghanistan government's fight against militants. Nicholson Tuesday accompanied U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and spoke at Bagram Airfield. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who waged an unsuccessful presidential campaign against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, endorsed her candidacy Tuesday for the Democratic Party nomination. Both candidates spoke at a rally in New Hampshire. Clinton struck out against likely Republican opponent Donald Trump.
But I will promise you this. Senator Sanders and I will spare no effort to make sure the people of America know that once again, Trump and his cronies are trying to pull the wool over our eyes and come back with the same failed policies that hurt us before. We're not going to let them get away with it again.
Hillary Clinton. A fragile ceasefire called by rival leaders appeared to hold Tuesday in South Sudan's capital, Juba. The ceasefire comes after 4 days of artillery and small arms fire that left hundreds dead and displaced thousands of others. This displaced man asked for international help.
Please, I beg the international community to see what is happening in our country, okay? Because this one is too much for us. Each and every year.
Residents of South Sudan's capital, Juba, returned to the streets Tuesday. Shoppers in the central market were confronted by the sight of looted stores and sharply hiked prices for suddenly scarce goods. As pressure from European leaders mounts on incoming British Prime Minister Theresa May to accelerate the country's timetable for Brexit, the president of the European Union struck a more conciliatory note, calling for talks to begin after the summer and without rancor. May, who will take office on Wednesday, said she will not initiate the exit negotiations before the end of the year. 1 week after the FBI recommended no charges against Hillary Clinton for her handling of emails as Secretary of State, America's top law enforcement officer declined to discuss specifics of the matter on Capitol Hill. Republican lawmakers demanded answers as to why the Justice Department is not prosecuting Clinton, the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. Each time, Attorney General Loretta Lynch declined to provide them. Last week, FBI Director James Comey announced that while Clinton had been extremely careless in handling and storing official State Department correspondence, the Bureau had concluded that her actions did not constitute an actual crime. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.